Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman. The football team is off to the Unidome this evening for their semifinal round postseason matchup against the Mount Vernon Mustangs at 7. I caught up with Coach Ellman this week to talk about the upcoming matchup tonight. Coach, last week's game, it was an emotional roller coaster in the win against Independence. Looking back a week later, how impressive was that win in your opinion for this program?
We had overcome a lot in that game. You know, after looking at the stats and seeing how many yards that Independence had to go over 400, I mean, that's the first game all year where we've given up yards or points like that. So, you know, our kids had to continue to fight, and we've talked about it every single week on the radio. We've talked about it in our post game about how these kids just don't give up, don't fight. You know, just keep pounding that nail every single time they're out on that field. And, you know, it's another example of how impressive it was to see our kids go out and fight like dogs, scrap claw for everything they earned, you know. So just super proud of them and how they've done that, how they've handled everything.
What has been your message to the team regarding the heightened pressures of being on a stage here in the Final Four such as this?
I think the biggest thing is this is something we've done. You know, I think that that's, you know, to our advantage for sure is that we've been there. We know the craziness that comes with it, the pressure that comes with it. You know, being out on that dome floor is not going to be as big a deal for these kids because they did this last year. So it's just another game. And that's going to continue to be our message all week. You know, we had an extra day of practice this week, which has been great. We had a kind of a light day where we just watched film, you know, enjoyed that Independence film a little bit more, and then just had a day to kind of get better. You know, we got some guys that are just dinged up, nothing major, but just a little dinged up and sore, and it gives them an extra day to recover and get better. And so that's helped us a lot. And as we roll into practice, it's just that continuation of, you know, understanding that this is a big deal. You know, making it to the dome two times in a row is a big deal. You know, being this is the only third time that we've had this opportunity, it's a big deal. And then continue to stress how they've earned it. They've earned it through the work they've put in. They've earned it through the effort that they've put in. They've earned it through the trust that they have in one another. So I just love these guys for that and for putting themselves in a spot like this.
And Coach, is there a little bit of added pressure, though, because last year you make it to the dome, but you fall against Harlan because you want to take a step forward? Is there a little bit of added pressure to trying to get to that state championship game this year?
You know, I don't think so. I think in the way we've done things all year is just taking one game at a time, and that's how we have to do it. You know, we can't worry about getting to a particular game. It's more about just what's in front of us. And right now, all that we can control is the fact that we play in the dome at 7 o'clock, you know, and we control our attitude and our effort that we bring. That's it. From there, we got to let the chips fall where they will fall. And so I'm excited that the kids have bought into that all year long. I don't feel like that they feel nervous about anything or added pressure. I think that they're just ready to play football.
Coach, obviously a tough task ahead here as the team's going to face in the semifinal matchup a Mount Vernon team who's the only remaining unbeaten team in 3A. What are your thoughts on this Mount Vernon team and the challenge that they present to your football team?
You know, I think that they obviously have a pretty good on both sides of the ball. You know, I think they're right ahead of us in scoring defense as well. I think they've given up something like 6 points a game, and we've given up 7.5 or, you know, something like that. So I think that's one of those things that it has the potential to be just a defensive slugfest. And I like our chances in slugfest. You know, we've been in a lot of those this year, a lot of games where we've had to fight through and battle adversity. That's one thing that I think that we've seen a little bit more of than they have. And again, it's not about who we play. It's about how we go out and execute our game plan. You know, we can't let what they've done or not done be something that we worry about. We control who we are and what we do. And that's just the continued message that's been sent all year long. That'll be sent through my tenure at Humboldt. You know, no matter what, you can control, focus on those little things that you can do really, really well and that you can put great effort into. And that's where I feel like our kids are. You know, we still got to block and tackle. We still got to control the line of scrimmage if we want to be successful on either side of the ball. And we still got to go out and play our game. I think that's the biggest thing is what it comes down to is those parts.
With those things in mind, though, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking for your team to do to be successful in this matchup against Mount Vernon and get yourself a game the following Friday?
We have to be super fundamentally sound on the backside. They're good on offense and on defense. We have to make sure that everybody just focuses on their job. You know, if you're a flat player, you stay in the flat. You never know when they're going to throw it there. If you're 3-deep, you stay 3-deep. Don't let yourself get caught up in watching. You just do your job. We do that defensively. I think we can have some success against them. And then offensively, I think just like always, always the big thing, is we have to be able to move the football and get first down. And I love big plays as much as everybody else, but we also have to sustain some of those long drives just to take time off the clock. To be successful against good teams that can score, you got to make sure you take time off the clock. And if we can't do that, we're not going to be able to be successful.
And Coach, back-to-back years in the Unidome, what does that statement mean to you and the program?
I think that the first thing that I hope it sells to our younger kids, our kids in the community, is that if you work hard, good things can happen. These kids have worked really hard. They've bought into what we do. They've bought into, you know, that hard work in the dark type mentality where they show up in the morning to lift weights and leave, you know, before the sun's even out in the morning. They run. They do everything they can. They play multiple sports, which we're big believers of here in Humboldt, obviously, is having kids that are involved with multiple sports throughout the year. And they just continue to work to get better in every aspect of sports that they can. They don't worry about, well, I'm a basketball player, I'm a football player, I'm a, you know, this or that. They just focus on being the best Wildcat that they can be. And I think that we've got a lot of kids that buy into that right now. And you see it in the middle school too, where the same kids are playing tons of sports. And so if they buy into that and they work really, really hard, that's the message that I hope this sends more than anything else, is that good things come to those who put their head down and just go to work.
All right, Coach, appreciate you joining us here on 97.7 The Bolt.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elmett. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.